together. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time. Somebody clap your hands. It's a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
It's already better. Hold your head up. See, you can change your own situation. And yes, I'll continue to encourage you. But what I'm here to do is to help you help yourself. See, when I learned to start preaching to myself and holding myself accountable and saying that, you know what, it's not what others do or what others want me to do, but it's what I do for God that will last. And I'm not talking about tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised, and I'm not surely not talking about yesterday, because yesterday is done. I'm talking about what can I do for God right now in time. When? 0 to 5 seconds. Remember, that's that time where you can obtain a God-given driven idea, plan, or purpose. When? Now. But most of us are reaching into the past instead of getting into the now. Where's the now? In my mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, oh, my sister talking to you too. As a man thinketh in his heart. Now, it's not the heart in your chest, because that only pumps blood. And without the heart of your mind, it won't even work. But watch this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we cannot preach that scripture enough to say, if I think one way, that's what the outcome will be. And if I don't have the right thoughts in me, and if I'm continuing to listen to negativity and allowing contamination, not like that word, allowing contamination to still come into the place that's supposed to be holy and acceptable to God, how can I expect holy results? Oh, yes, it's holiness going around, and you see holiness working through other people. But what worketh in me is what's most important to me, because what God has for me is for me. And it's time for me to step up higher. I will do better now, trying to get closer to God and understanding that the time is now. Not tomorrow. Come on, let's get out of that. We're always trying to plan ahead. You know, Matthew 6:33-34, but in 34 it says, yesterday is done. Tomorrow's not promised, but today is sufficient for itself. Here, let me read that for you in context. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, 33 and 34, it says, but seek the first the kingdom of God. Also, if you're ever wondering what first you need to do, that's the place we need to be. See, when I say wake up in my mind, I'm waking up saying I want to abide in him. And so he can abide in me. And the word says, if you abide in him, he abides in you. John 15, read that whole chapter. But if you abide in him, he abides in you. He says, anything you ask in his name, you'll have. See, the rest of my day is already done, because the way I start my day is the way I'm going to finish it. And if I finish it with the Lord, started with the Lord, guess what? I'm going to finish it with him, so I can rest in his arms and not be worried about the attacks of the mind, because I know my mind is fixed on him being acceptable inside of me. You know, it says, you know, holy and acceptable. Yes, that's my reasonable service. So he can now, watch this, enter me. Remember, the Spirit of God is in you. But you have to know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, it has nothing to do with you. Your name wasn't in that. And all these things shall. See, that's a promise. When you see shall and will in the Bible, that's a promise. One way or another. If you do what I say, you shall be blessed. If you don't, you shall be cursed. There's no in-between ground. There's no straddling the fence saying, I'm going to do it my way. It's either his way or no way. So we have to say it's his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto me. Then he says in 34, he says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the days is its own trouble. You got to worry about right now, because I got some right now trouble. Oh, yeah, them thoughts telling me to quit. Them thoughts telling me, them voices saying I'm no good. Them voice saying go back to what you used to do because that was comfortable to you. See, I'm going to tell you, when you get in this real lifestyle of walking with God, it's not comfortable. Oh, every day is a struggle. Oh, yeah, we show, watch this. We show through our actions that God is good, even when we're going through. You can't tell if I'm going through, but believe me, I'm just like you. I go through, but it's not what you do. It's how you do it. Oh, you got to go through with purpose. You know it's coming. Opposition is out there for you constantly. When? Now. Every 0 to 5 seconds. Snap your finger. Every time you snap your finger, if you get your mind fixed on those things and say, you know what, I'm in a constant battle. Not in my fist, not in the physical, because remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. Homeboy, homegirl, I've said it before. Just because it sounds like heaven don't mean it's heaven. You have to know heaven for your personal Lord and Savior to say, no, I'm in the right place. See, I get in the right position with time with God because I have time right now to deal with what he says. When he says, the day is its own trouble. But watch this. This is where I meant to go. I shared that just to say, look, you have to worry about right now. And guess here's another right now. And here's another right now. And here's another. It's a constant every 0 to 5 seconds. You are in a battle to keep your mind fixed on consciousness. Remember, there's only two sides of your mind. You got a conscious mind. You got a subconscious mind. The subconscious mind tells you to follow your smell, your sight, your taste, your hearing, and your touch. But your conscious mind says, Philip, follow the Spirit, because now you vertically went into an entanglement with God to say it's not my time no more. Oh, it's your time. I need to get in time with God, and so do you. Watch what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures here, and then we're going to flip over. This verse 1 says, to everything there is a season. So don't think things are just happening. Believe me. This is the word of God. This is not me making up anything. Go to your Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Where are we at? We are under heaven. Check this out. We are under heaven. So now, everything, there is a season. You got to be seasonal. Come on, you got to know how to change your own season. Don't wait for me to sing the song, this is my season for grace. No, you have to know that your season, you have to be so aware with your heavenly vertical connection with God. You know when your season is to stop, to wait, to go, and to stay. See, God is going to always give you direction when you stay in time with him. And understand, it's not your time, it's his time. A couple of verses here. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck. What is planted? A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down. It's a time to do a lot of things. But flip on over to verse 14. And this is where it's important that we don't try to say God is doing a new thing. I hear that a lot. And I'm not knocking anybody's sermon about God is doing a new thing, because I just changed the wording. I'm doing a new thing. See, because everything God has done is finished. Watch what it says here in verse 14. Flip on over with me. I dare you to read this whole chapter today as your study. But watch this in 14. It says,